Today we have the chance to catch up with not only head coach Dan Quinn, but also have the opportunity to speak with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan and defensive coordinator Richard Smith. Both sides of the ball incorporating different dynamics, adjusting to what they see out on the field every single day. The offense working on that zone blocking scheme, hoping to open up the run game a little bit. The defense going into a 4-3 under, hoping to help with gap control, as well as rotating a lot of men in the backfield.
We're still not there yet because guys are coming back from injury, and you know, we're trying to be smart with them and ease them in. Hopefully we come out in week one and it's our group, and hopefully that's not the first week they've been playing together. But you know, my whole career, there's only probably been 1 year for me that the whole line stayed healthy. So you're gonna have to play with a group of guys as it goes. So this is good practice for a realistic practice for how to end up being anyways.
I think all of those positions, okay, in terms of the corners and the safeties, what we've done a great job in the back end is rotating those guys through a lot of positions, okay? I mean, a lot of guys are playing the corner, they're playing the nickel, they're playing the safety, and what we're trying to do is get the right fit. And right now, I think the guys that, from the back end standpoint, they've been doing a tremendous job with that, and they're all coming along just fine.
As we went through the first, you know, part of the offseason install, and now going through it again, one of the things I think it's unique for both Rich and for Kyle and Raheem, finding out all the unique stuff that a guy can do and then make sure that's part of the plan. So for the assistant coaches and for them, can they know these guys so well? So I think that's what they've done the best job. Like we're talking about Adrian Claiborne, how are we going to feature him? Are we going to have, you know, how are we going to utilize the receivers to really over the inside or the outside? How can we use the backs, even if they can be great catchers, can we move them out? So like those are the things I think make those guys so unique.
Tomorrow, Friday, August 7th, there will be no practice here at Flowery Branch, but there will be Friday night lights at Buford High School. Doors open at 6 p.m. The Falcons will take the field at 7:20 p.m. Thanks for joining us on our All Access Xfinity 2015 Training Camp Report. I'm Ashley Rose.